With us live to talk more is Fairfax County Commonwealth's Attorney Steve Descano. Steve, thanks for coming on tonight. We appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, Nick.
First thing, Steve, when you heard that the jury was still deliberating, did that surprise you that it took that long for jury deliberations to last as long as they did?
No, not at all. The case was very, very complicated. There was a lot of blood and digital forensics evidence. I think the jury just wanted to be thorough and do a good job.
This case has really gained a lot of national attention in a way that few cases do. Why is that?
Well, I think there was a lot of salacious elements. You had a federal law enforcement officer, there was a fetish website, an au pair, and a setup with a stranger. So it had a lot of elements for being salacious, but at the end of the day, it was about two people in our community who lost their lives.
One of the interesting parts of this legally is that the family's au pair took a plea deal and cooperated with you and prosecutors. How important would you say that was as you built the case?
Well, I'll tell you, it ended up being important to the presentation of the jury, but we had actually indicted Mr. Banfield and were prepared to go to trial without the au pair's testimony. We really thought the case was in the blood, but when we had the opportunity to have her testify, we took it because she filled in a lot of gaps for the jury, I think.
We've been following this from the outside, obviously. From your perspective, were there any bumps in the road along the way? Did any surprises come up during the trial?
No, quite frankly, the evidence went in as well as we could have expected. I think that we were very smart in that we cut a lot of chaff from the wheat and really tried to be in and be out quickly so as to not bore or confuse the jury.
Banfield's going to be sentenced in May. Walk us through this process now for you and your team of prosecutors. What will you be pushing for? What will you be hoping for?
Well, I'll tell you what, Nick, this is actually going to be a relatively simple sentencing for us in that because of the aggravated murder charge, there is no other option. Brendan Banfield will be put in prison for the rest of his life without the possibility of parole.
Banfield was also convicted of child endangerment. Can you explain the circumstances surrounding that charge and conviction that may have gotten lost in all of the haze of all those salacious elements you were mentioning?
Absolutely. We charged that because what happened is Mr. Banfield, he had his daughter at four at the time in the house in an unsecured room while he and the au pair followed through on their plot to murder people. So by definition, that was child endangerment, bringing her into that dangerous situation unnecessarily.
Steve, when you were talking about the salacious parts of this case and just how extraordinary the case is, what exactly was the motive that prosecutors and yourself claim was behind this? Banfield's plot, this whole idea of setting this elaborate scheme in place, what was behind this? What was going on there in this family that led to this?
Well, to be quite honest, I think the motivation boiled down to something simple. It was greed. It was Mr. Banfield no longer wanted to be married to Christine, but he didn't want to share custody with his daughter. He didn't want to give up any of the money that he would have given up in a divorce, so he concocted this scheme. And then along with that, I believe that over time, he created what he thought would be a much better life for himself in Brazil with his au pair if his wife was, quote-unquote, out of the way. That was the motive.
All right, Steve. Well, we appreciate your time on this very busy evening. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Nick.
Absolutely. That's Fairfax County Commonwealth's Attorney Steve Descano.